2018 was a hairy time on global markets. According to Canon Asset Managers, when measured in local currencies, global equity markets saw an average decline of 7.2% in 2018, with very few countries making gains. The All-Share Index fell by 8.5%, while the Shareholder Weighted Index, also known as the SWIX, slumped by 11.7% over the 12 months. Well, with these developments, it suggests the possibility of solid stocks being available at lower valuations. To share his views on possible good nuggets to get invested in, I'm joined on the line by Dr. Adrian Saville. He's Chief Executive at Canon Asset Managers. Thanks very much for joining us, Dr. Saville. Always a pleasure to have you on the show. Before we get into the nuts and bolts of the stocks you're looking at, what do you think characterized the broad declines we saw on global markets last year? And were they necessarily the same drivers we saw on the local market?
You know, it was caught up really for domestic investors in the last few months of the year, because we had inched our way or crept our way through 2018 into positive equity returns. But September, October, November undid all of that, with the All Share Index falling the better part of 13% in the space of just 3 months. And so the net result was that in a short space of time, you were taken into quite bruising territory. And we weren't alone in that. In fact, the world's biggest market, the United States, represented by the S&P 500, was doing quite well, although Trump attributed to himself. The market was doing quite well with reasonable risk appetite. And then as the year wore on, it was reversed. It lands up with the U.S. being in negative territory. Some relatively advanced markets were even deeper in the red. Germany is the best case in point. Getting caught in the crossfire between China and the United States trade war, which would have a very particular, specific impact on German goods. And really, if you wanted to be shielded from the equity market sell-off in 2018, there was just one magic ingredient, and it was called oil. And that was a fantastic endowment if you were invested in Brazil, Russia, or Saudi Arabia. But for everyone else, it was essentially negative equity market returns. Tough year.
So one of the stocks you're eyeing is Alibaba, which is listed on the NASDAQ. Just give us a backstory on that stock and its appeal.
I think it's a fascinating story. I think many investors are, South African investors are intimate with the Tencent story through Naspers' success in buying that asset. They, South African investors have often heard about but aren't intimate with Alibaba, which is Jack Ma's business, started in the late 1990s. Alibaba's perhaps single best-known success is their, well, exactly that, it's their Singles Day event, where last year on a single day, 11th of November, they produced $30 billion in sales on the 11th of November. But the way to get invested in Alibaba is through a company called Alibaba. And Alibaba, in a previous life, was known as Yahoo. Now, many of us know Yahoo as that search engine business that just slowly disappeared and was beaten out of the way by Google. Mm. But one of the things that Yahoo did over the years was it very successfully diverted surplus cash flow to acquire assets that they thought might be interesting and grow to something bigger. And in 2005, they bought almost half of Alibaba for $1 billion. A few years later, they sold half of that half for $8 billion, and they kept the other half, which means Yahoo owns about a quarter of Alibaba. And Yahoo, in another very successful investment, seeded a partnership with SoftBank to build Yahoo Japan. And Yahoo Japan today is a diversified ICT business in the digital arena. Those two businesses were left in what was Yahoo and became renamed Alibaba. And you can buy Alibaba on the NASDAQ. It gives you ownership of Alibaba, and it gives you about a 25% discount in acquiring the asset. So you get a fantastic asset at a deeply discounted price.
A lot of detail there. And what about SABVEST? You've described it as the JSE's secret performer. What are they about, and what's the value there?
SABVEST was started by Chris Seabrook and listed on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange in the 1980s. From then to now, the Johannesburg Stock Exchange has grown your capital at 25 times. So if you'd been invested in an index, you would have had a great result. If you had allocated your capital to Chris Seabrook, he wouldn't have given you 25 times initial capital. He would have given you 50 times initial capital. And this has been done, interestingly, in a not dissimilar way to Yahoo. But his cash generator is a business called SA Bias, which does zippers and fasteners and labels for clothing. And over the years, that business has generated surplus cash, and he's used that surplus cash to steadily build a portfolio that today is well diversified. 40% is offshore, very successfully invested. He's had a few toe stubbings. There's no investor who hasn't. But very successfully invested, that translates into a 21% return on capital over 30 years. We estimate the net asset value of that portfolio at about 55 Rand, and you can buy it on the JSE in the 30 Rand today.
Right. You won't believe it, but we literally have a minute and a half left of the show. But just tell us about your thoughts on Telkom, which you're also eyeing.
Sure, so I'll tell you that in 30 seconds. Telkom, valued as a utility, it has a healthy, appealing dividend, 5% per annum, and trading at 10 times earnings. Its market cap is 32 billion, but inside of that market cap is a property portfolio worth about 24 billion. That includes, for instance, 6,500 masts and towers. And our suspicion, our valuation says that nowhere in Telkom's market cap is any valuation given to that property portfolio. So you're paying 60 Rand a share for Telkom, and we think that there is about 40 Rand of hidden property sitting in that investment lineup.
So do they need to then take that out of their, you know, basically list it on its own to get the value?
I think that that would be the most obvious way for that capital to be realized and recognized. And indeed, the CEO has pointed to that as a way in which this capital will be released. Our suspicion is that this spin-off will happen in the space of the next 12 to 24 months.
Super. More to ask, but not enough time. Thank you so much, Dr. Saville. As always, That was Dr. Adrian Saville. He's Chief Executive at Canon Asset Managers. And this is where we end the show for this evening. We'll have more news analysis for you tomorrow evening, and markets, etc., etc. Do take care.